Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Catholic Church does not have the one true doctrine for the Church International. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us the details on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Related to the supposed singular set of doctrines of Catholicism versus the many different other churches and denominations which seem to have conflicting doctrines. Speak to that issue.
Well, this is what he wrote. I personally believe that Jesus did start a one-world religion, and the reason for this is to simply allow this one-world religion to spread and dispense his one true set of doctrines throughout the world. But, Jimmy, while it's true that the Roman Catholic Church would like to present itself as, let's say, monolithic and a uniform institution with an unchanging set of doctrines, that really isn't true. And they would like for the world to believe that together with Scripture and tradition, the teaching magisterium represents a unified, unbroken chain of divinely authorized men who faithfully and accurately teach the doctrines that every Catholic in the world must accept and believe and live by. However, I can tell you that there is nearly as much diversity within the Roman Catholic Church as there is within Protestantism, whether we're talking about from the Pope to the bishops or from parish priests to the average lay person. For example, there are ultra-conservatives who don't think any pope since the 1960s has been legitimate. And then there are ultra-liberals who are politically and socially progressive, who reject much of the Bible, they accept abortion on demand, they embrace homosexual relationships, they think women should be priests. You know, after my wife was saved in 1984, and she had grown up in Roman Catholicism, she challenged the priest, who was the head of the theology department of her alma mater. She challenged him concerning purgatory, and he told her that he didn't have the foggiest notion where that doctrine came from, and he also said he didn't believe the Catholic dogmas of hell or in a personal Satan. And Jimmy, in many parts of the world, there's strong syncretism between Catholicism and even tribal religion. So it is not monolithic. Not everybody believes the same thing.
David James helping us to understand that the Bible does promote one true doctrine, but that true doctrine is not found in the Roman Church. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report reflects what the Bible says about biblical doctrine, not what the Roman Church claims. God's Word exhorts us to study true doctrine of the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says that true doctrine comes from God in His Word. Remember, in the last days, men will not endure sound doctrine. We therefore must study true doctrine and preach true doctrine in these, the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...